Time for Hidden History. Charles Fay, our historian here at The Wake Up Call, joins us. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So who would have thunk it that we've actually got a Wimbledon champion who was born here in Bendigo, which really surprised me.
Yeah, Stephen Huss, who was born in Bendigo in 1975. And, well, I suppose to jump to his major success, he won the Wimbledon doubles in, when was it? Just can't see it at the moment.
Yeah.
2005.
Yeah, which is really interesting because he obviously loved grass, because when you look at the rest of his career, you know, there were second round, third rounds here, there and everywhere, but it was that Wimbledon final and also the semis at Wimbledon as well on another year, on another occasion. So he and his partner were obviously very much in favour of the old grass.
Yeah, although he got to the third round at the French Open on three occasions, so...
Yeah, well, that's certainly no... Getting to the... Well, getting into a Grand Slam anyway, but getting to the third round is certainly no mean feat at the best of times. So, yeah, so what's the Stephen Huss story? Because I don't think a lot of people would necessarily know about it.
No, I don't think they do. Hmm. No, well, I think they probably don't know much about him is because he left Australia pretty early. He seems to have gone off to the United States on a sports scholarship, and he went to a place called Urban University, which, if you know anything about the American university system, is what's known as a land-grant college, sort of established in the 19th century in Alabama.
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story, diverting, but the Auburn University, you know, the Melbourne Tigers, who now no longer exist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they picked up the colours that they use, their name, and also the offence that they use, which is called the shuffle offence, all picked it up from a tour back in the 1950s to Auburn University. So there you go.
Okay, because the tennis team was called the Tigers.
Yeah, that's right. So so there's a strong link to the now defunct Melbourne Tigers. There you go.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, he had a very good college record. He was... he won 93 doubles victories, which apparently is an Auburn record, and he was an All-American in doubles in 1998 and in singles in 2000. So I suppose that sort of propelled him to turn into a professional in 2000.
The life of the pro, you know, like just travel. I see he still earned over $1 million in prize money, so it was no slouch.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much you lose in terms of paying for coaches, paying for accommodation and air flights. I suppose.
Well,
fair
slab of it, yeah. But I wouldn't mind starting off at $1 million and see how much I could lose, Charles.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, and I think the other thing which he probably did, which was sensible, I mean, he obviously completed a university degree. Which I suspect in later life he's become a coach.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, having sort of done some sort of coach training at the university probably put him in a good position to do something with himself after he's, you know, retired from pro tennis, which he did in 2011, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's living in San Diego and is, a coach with Virginia Tech men's tennis under head coach Jim Thompson. So that's always a good spot too, I reckon, the assistant coach. Just duck the head below the bullets a little bit, you know? So.
And Virginia Tech is a pretty good university too, so, you know, yeah. I think be a fair bit of money there. His wife, Milagros Sequeira, she was also a tennis player, and she took home about $800,000 in her career, so between them, they didn't do too badly.
No, you put a bit of food on the table, I reckon, that's for sure. Yeah, fascinating. Well, Wimbledon now all eyes on it, and it's getting to the pointy end, and Nick Kyrgios keeps on...
Are you going to be barracking for him, or are you ever...
I'm very conflicted, I really am. At times, I think, like, just some of his tennis is just extraordinary, you know? But then I just think, oh, why do you have to be such a dickhead? You know,
it's really... Yeah, no, if you just grow up and play the game, you'd be brilliant, you know?
I know. But anyway, he's still young enough to hopefully get his head together, but he wouldn't be the first and won't be the last, I'm sure. So, Stephen Huss, that's very interesting, Charles, as always, and we appreciate that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, Mark, catch you.
Good on you. Charles Fay, our historian, Hidden History, on the Wake Up Call, Gold, Central Victoria.